Welcome to the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast.
Hello everybody, Richard Bailey here again, and you are listening to another Shifting Perspectives podcast. I have sitting next to me today a young lady who I have known for over 20 years. She has a special place in my heart because after my daughter Billie Jo was born, Afia was one of the first children with Down syndrome that I had ever met. She was as amazing then as she is now. Afia went to her local mainstream primary and secondary schools. She's been involved with the Chicken Shed Theatre Group pretty much from birth. And after school, she went on to the City and Islington College to study performing arts and life skills. From there, she went to Derwent College for 3 years, also studying performance and drama. I think there's a theme appearing there, isn't there? And Afia now lives semi-independently and has two jobs. She loves dancing, she loves performing, and she absolutely loves Jessie J. So, hello Afia.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm very excited.
So, I'd like to talk to you about Derwen,
okay.
About your experiences there, also about your dance classes, where you live now, what you're up to now. But maybe we should start with your school years. So can you tell me a little bit about where you went and your experiences, and did you enjoy school or how was it?
Well, I'll start with primary school because that's not stressful. primary school has been just amazing, and I had to be put back another year because I have Down syndrome. So I have quite a slow learning. Well, you know that, Richard. But I have made really nice friends, gradually.
Uh-huh.
And it was quite tricky to make friends, in general. After secondary school, I went to City and Islington College. That was definitely fun. I did the creative part, and I did lots of art and travelling.
So you did art and drama and life skills?
Yes, I did drama. I love drama.
I know you love drama. So that was good. So we moved on from the secondary school. We moved to City and Islington, and then we moved on to Derwent College.
Oh, Derwent College has to be just an amazing place to be. It really has been. So I chose as my pathway creative performing arts.
Lovely.
So I did a lot of acting and dancing and art, all those really cool creative things to do that I just love doing. And also including that, I've been also on the Student Union Board.
What were you doing on the Student Union Board?
I was just being myself and I've been learning a lot of things from that.
What did you have to do? Was there anything that you had to do particularly?
Preferably to support lots of students. I had to listen to the students and see what they would like for them to change within Derwen.
Great. And also, you're talking about performance. I know Derwen put on lots of plays and you were a big part of the plays.
Yes, I was definitely a big part of that. We did Dragon and Beanstalk. And I was playing the main role as Jack. and I've also been in one of the Christmas shows, and that was Snow White, and I was being Queen Wilhelmina.
Queen Wilhelmina?
Yeah. Because she was well.
Yeah.
Mina, because she's mean.
Oh, she was a mean queen.
Yeah. Basically, it felt like I was Maleficent.
Fantastic.
It was just so really, really cool. I just love it so much. And I really miss it.
Oh, because you were up there for 3 years, weren't you?
Yeah.
And I know Billie Jo was in a halls of residence to start with, and then she was in the bungalow. Did you go into a bungalow?
Oh, yeah, I did. Yeah. I first of all went into Thomas House, and then from there into a bungalow.
And how did you find the bungalows?
Bungalows, I felt much nicer than the house. It definitely was very, very challenging with some of the people that I live with in my bungalow. P- apart from all that negativity stuff, I just love being in a bungalow, just doing my things that I just love to do.
Lots of freedom and independence.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other thing they did at Derwin, which we were talking about earlier, was the Duke of Edinburgh Award.
Yes. I did the bronze. So we did a lot of walking, literally. And it was really tiring. But it was great fun anyway, because I did it with my friends.
Yeah, I bet it was a lot of fun, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And did you say you did the silver as well?
Yes, I did the silver. Oh. We did canoeing, and I just loved the water. It's just so peaceful.
Absolutely wonderful. So what else can you say about Durham? So you're 3 years up there. You did your Duke of Edinburgh. You did the student union. You've got on shows.
I also did Dart, Durham on Tour.
Oh, Durham, what's Durham? I don't know that.
Durham on Tour, it's basically they go on tour and it's around Wales and hopefully in England. Hopefully, I don't know.
And that was just what, putting on plays and things?
They put, it's a sign, song and dance, basically.
That sounds absolutely brilliant.
And it's just so much fun. Can I say one thing about it?
You certainly can.
Oh, it's just amazing and incredible to be part of it. And one time we actually went to do a Britain's Got Talent audition.
Did
you? It was just incredible. It really was.
That sounds great. Absolutely brilliant. And now then, did you meet any boys at Derwin?
Yes, I have, actually. Some boys are just my mates. But most of this one person that I've met, who is a boy, and he is my boyfriend. He lives in Wales.
Okay.
But his hometown is Pembrokeshire, and I still really miss him.
Oh, I bet you do.
So much. He does call me, and he does keep in contact with me, even though I still miss him.
You left Derwin last year.
Yeah, it was really emotional.
I bet it was, yeah. So let's talk about what you're up to now.
Yes.
Okay. So, for instance, independence. Can you tell me about where we are now?
We are now in a supported living, and I am living with a flatmate of mine, which I definitely wouldn't say her name. And her name is Melissa. She is so lovely. And I watched her grow in more confident with me. She's just really lovely and I just really like her.
And what can you tell me about the flat? Because we've got a great view.
Flat-wise, it's just beautiful here. And I have a balcony.
You do.
And I was going to say I have an ensuite bathroom.
Fantastic.
That's all I'm going to say about that. I'm just living my life here, and I just love it. It's like I'm living my dream.
That's absolutely brilliant, Afia. But how did you feel when you left home?
I really, truly miss my family, even though it's what's best for me. So I actually feel very, very excited, a lot. But I also felt very emotional about leaving my family.
But you're not too far away from
them. But I'm not that far, so I do get to see them.
You can still visit and they can visit,
can't
they? Yeah. Yeah. And so who helps out with things if you need it? Or is there anybody to help you out?
My support.
And what might they do? Would they help you with...
They will help me with shopping, like I did today. And... they will help me with what I need to do in the day as well. And also cleaning.
Cleaning.
As well, which I've been doing today as well.
Are you good at cleaning?
Not bad, yes.
And so we were talking earlier about cooking and you were saying that you you like to cook.
I do.
Yeah, and you've got a signature dish. What's your favourite thing to cook?
Oh, my favourite thing to cook. I do love chicken, but it's not my favourite.
Ah, okay.
Well, my favourite is meat, but it's not my most favourite. I think my favourite that I have made, I would probably say pancakes.
Pancakes?
I can make pancakes by myself now.
Lovely. Very good. What do you put on the pancakes?
I feel quite excited doing it.
Yeah. Do you flip them?
Yeah.
Excellent. So what would your favourite day be?
I sometimes go out with my mum. I meet her. And I also, I meet my friends, like my friend Annalie as well. And sometimes she comes over to me, and sometimes I go over to her for Shabbat dinners or lunch or something.
So I mentioned earlier that you have two jobs. Can you tell our listeners where you work, what you do at work, and what's your favourite part of having a job?
I work in Chicken Shed, and I mostly put on mini performances for only for children, and it's just such great fun, and we get to do dancing and singing and dressing up crazy style. It's just so good, even though it's tiring, but it's a good kind of tired.
It's a wonderful place to be, huh?
It is. Since when I was 1 year old with Hannah Dainty, I watched Tales from the Shed, and now it has came true, and I'm part of the team now a bit more. So I'm also going out on outreach with them as well.
That's wonderful. Now, you said you've been going there since you were one, and I know I shouldn't ask a lady her age, but perhaps you could tell our listeners how old you are.
I am 23 years old.
So you've been going there for 22 years, pretty much.
Basically.
Wow. So that's the Chicken Shed. And there was somewhere else you go as well. So you were telling me about that.
Yes, I go to do art, which is working. I am an artist myself. I work a lot with patterns. I am absolutely a pattern woman. And basically, I developed my own as being a artist. I call myself a patternist.
A patternist?
Yeah.
So tell me about a patternist. I don't know about patterns.
Basically, because I'm a woman of all patterns, I'm also an artist as well. So I put that together and it makes patternist.
That's fantastic. And what kind of artworks are you creating as a patternist? Are they big artworks, small artworks?
Or... it's a mixture.
And what kind of materials are you using?
I use my safe ones that I mainly use is acrylic paints, but also Sharpies.
Lovely.
Which are pens.
And where could we see some of your art?
You can see some of my art in one of the art fairs that is going to come up quite soon, and I will let you know about that.
Wonderful. So watch this space. Maybe it'll be on the Down Syndrome Association website.
Yeah.
So we spoke about relationships with friends and also boyfriend. So
yes.
It's a bit of a long distance relationship.
Yes.
But that's great. So, but I also know that there's one person who you are very fond of, and you met that person at the Pride Festival in Brighton earlier in the year, and, well, I don't, why don't you tell us what I'm talking about and what happened?
Yeah, so basically, I went to Brighton with my mum, and we had to wait for 7 hours, and we had a really good spot at the barriers. It was called Love BN1 Fest, and we had so much fun. Oh, it was just incredible.
And who am I talking about?
Jessie J.
Jessie J.
It was Jessie J. She's my absolute inspiration, she is. So we waited for so long, and finally Jessie J came on the stage. Oh, it was so good. I was just dancing away, singing away with her. And then this one time, she was singing a song, one of her songs called Here You Are. And because she was coming down towards the audience near the barriers, and it was where I was standing, and she was trying to look the audience in their eyes, and she actually stopped right in front of me and held my hand and looked into my eyes and literally sang to me, and I just sang to her back. It was just like a dream come true. It really was.
What a wonderful experience, yeah.
And then I got really overwhelmed.
Did you?
Yeah. I had so much tears of happiness.
Did anybody get any photographs?
Well, unfortunately not, but I wish it did. I wish she did.
We'll have to have a look out. I bet there's a photograph out there somewhere.
There is a photograph of me, yeah. But not on that moment.
You seem to be living life to the absolute max.
Yes.
So what are your future plans? What are you looking forward to next year? Are you going on a holiday? Any big family celebrations?
I'm not sure, but it is becoming nearly Christmas. So I will be doing Christmas with my family, which that's exciting as well. I don't know about anything else. Just continue living my life as a dream, basically.
Brilliant. Now then, if you could give one piece of advice to a young adult or teenager with Down syndrome about the future, what would it be?
I know it would be scary, but we'll have to get used to it because it's part of life and it's okay not to be okay. Just be yourself.
Beautiful, lovely. And if you could say one thing to the public about growing up with Down syndrome, what might that be?
I would probably say don't think about my label as being Down syndrome. Think about that I can do all of these things that I've been saying, and
that's
all I can say.
No, that's absolutely perfect, Ophir. And that's just the perfect way to end our chat, I think. We've come to the end. So, Ophir, it's been a real pleasure to see you again. And I know our listeners will have loved hearing all about your life and how you're living life to the full. So thank you once again, Ophir.
Thank you.
So there we are. How brilliant is Ophir? And my name is Richard Bailey, and you've been listening to a Shifting Perspectives podcast. You can hear more from the series by going to the Down Syndrome Association website, or you could try Audio Boom or even Apple Podcasts.
We hope you have enjoyed this edition of the DSA Shifting Perspective Podcast. Please subscribe and tell your friends about us. Thank you very much for listening.